do Lightly in PHP Podcast. This is episode 63. Been doing this for many years. And for the latest times, we have been having with us Arthur Sosins from the cold Latvia.
Right? 63, yes. So it's like more than 5 years now, right?
Yeah, we completed like 5 years, wow. a few months ago. So it's, I can guess it's really cold because you are wearing a jacket this time.
No, it's not like you wearing a scarf in the house. So, but yeah, it is cold.
No, this is not a scarf this time. It's just
I remember the time in Portugal.
Oh, yes. But that was really cold.
Yeah, no, Portugal is one of the coldest countries, right?
Oh, really? Of course not. Well, over here, it's winter, and some days it's colder than usual. Today it's colder and raining. It was not supposed to be raining, but well, never mind. We are here to talk about PHP, and we're going to start by the set of usual topics that we cover, starting with the latest PHP versions. For the PHP 5.4.4, we have like the usual. Oh, it jumped.
Hey, why do you have a walking elephant in your corner and I do not have one?
Oh, because I'm special. I'm a liar. I don't know. Why don't you have a running elephant?
I have simply PHP text and that's all.
Well, okay. It's under php.net. Isn't that what you are?
Yeah, the same link.
Yeah, share your screen so we can see what's the difference.
Okay. So do you see it?
Oh. So could it be cache? And your URL is. Oh, it's the same URL.
Yep.
I have no idea. One of us is caching probably an older version. I don't know. Well, anyway, we're talking about the actual versions of PHP. As usual, the PHP 5.4 is probably one of the last releases with just security fixes, because after that, there are no more. There will be no more updates, and these are security fixes, I guess. I mean, I'm sure they should be security fixes, but sometimes you see like null pointed references, and maybe that could cause an indirect security problem. As for 5.5, we are. Let me share the right screen. Okay. We are up to 5.528. Actually, we are still mentioning the versions of last month, which was August, because we're recording in September. Although I think that there are new releases already in September, but let's just comment about these. Basically, they seem the same. The fixes, probably there are a few more or not. They seem pretty much the same. Yeah, there are a few differences, but many of these are also security fixes. As for 5.6, we have a longer sequence of fixes. And I don't see anything more relevant to comment. So, as usual, the advice is to check this list and see if you are being affected by these bugs, and try to upgrade. I realize that many people do not actually upgrade their own PHP version because they depend on the distribution of Linux that they use. So if the distribution of Linux did not upgrade yet, they don't. But although sometimes they do that even on dedicated servers, they could actually
install themselves.
Yeah, compile them manually, but I guess most developers either do not know or do not want to compile PHP manual.
Don't want to mess up something.
Nah, it's just configure, make install, and that's it. Have you tried to compile PHP manually?
No.
Yeah, I suspect that you are one of the majority that never does that. I do that because I control the actual extensions that I want to link, and they are become built in the PHP rather than being dynamically loaded. Okay, so the next topic is about yet another release candidate for PHP 7. As I mentioned, we are getting closer to the final PHP 7.0.0 version.
Should be in October.
Yes.
So next month, yes. We'll probably comment on it.
Well, I don't know. Probably there will be yet another release candidate. It's not a fixed number of release candidates. It always depends on the amount of bugs that are still being found and fixed. We had already two release candidates lately. And as usual, you can either download the source, and if you feel brave enough to compile it yourself manually, or download the already built version for Windows, which is
what again?
Many people will probably do that. Many people that are trying, but I suspect the vast majority of PHP developers will not try PHP 7.0 until it is an official release. So moving on to the next topic, now let's start commenting about an interesting proposal already for PHP 7.1. It's basically something that will be called PCO. PCO, it's sort of similar to PDO, except that is for cryptography. It is PCO stands for PHP Crypto Objects, and the idea is to provide an abstraction layer around different types of cryptography libraries, just like PDO is an abstraction layer around different types of database access libraries. So there is an article here on which the author mentions what he plans to make it work. I don't know if he already implemented something like this based on pure PHP code, or this is just an abstract proposal. But the idea is to turn it into a Pekkle extension.
Yeah.
And eventually...
He already maybe started or have a good idea of what to do, because he's also mentioning that what I need from you is guidance on what features or changes you want to see, and would you put off until later. So basically, he knows what he's doing. He probably already started to experiment. It knows that it will work, and so. But I think somewhere previously in previous podcasts, we also were talking about cryptography, and they were talking just about this, like how to solve the problem of using cryptography, different cryptography algorithms on PHP. Yeah. And that would be actually a great solution.
Yes, actually, this is more to provide a successor, if we call it so, of to mCrypt, because mCrypt is based on a library that has not been updated for many years, and
this way it would be library independent. You can plug different libraries, I think.
Yeah, more or less. It's more or less library independent, like PDO. PDO is not so library independent. It tries to abstract as much as possible, but there are things that are different in between databases. For instance, Oracle does not have auto-increment fields, so you could not get the last insert of the database table identifier because it doesn't make sense. So the idea it's precisely to provide as much abstraction as possible, but obviously there are things that are different. I believe that from the examples here, I can see there are namespaces for symmetric and the asymmetric encryption. Because you can encrypt things with a key or encrypt things with a public, private and public keys, and sign, and they call it seal here. Okay. Well, I think this is interesting. That's basically my idea of this proposal. It seems to have been well accepted, probably. I did not find an RFC for this yet. I don't know if it exists already, but probably it will pop up soon if it is not ready yet. And there are also other things in this proposal that I could not really understand much, because I'm not an expert on these topics. Cache timing safe character encoding functions. I'm not sure what would be the differences here. Provide alternatives to X to bin, bin to X, base 64 encode, base 64 decode.
Yeah, so I think as it says that like they're unsafe counterparts, but without branches or database index lookups. So basically, hex to bin, bin to hex, and base 64 encode use some kind of database index lookups or something like that. And TS functions would not rely on these indexes or lookups and would probably do everything runtime.
Like avoiding using caches.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I was not even aware that these functions use caches internally. But okay, if that's the case, we are always learning. Then there are other ideas, but these are just ideas that are probably related to existing libraries. OpenSSL, MCrypt. Okay, I think that this is an interesting proposal, so let's move on to the next topic. The next topic is somewhat related. There is an RFC for functions that generate random values. There are
PRO, PHP random objects.
I don't know.
That was reference to the previous PC.
No, because these functions already exist. They don't need new naming. These functions already exist in PHP 7. Random int, random bytes.
Yeah, they generate. You could use different algorithms to generate random stuff, random seeds.
Yeah, but I don't know if this is abstracted internally. Well, anyway, the proposal here is not about these functions because they are already available in PHP 7. The proposal is that in some cases, the functions can fail. And if they fail, the idea is to throw exceptions. That's the idea of the proposal. And I think, since I never use these functions, I'll probably would not be concerned until I actually saw this proposal. But over here it says when it throws exceptions and the type of exceptions. And well, okay, I think this is just to make these functions more reliable. And if they fail for some reason, they would not cause any problems to the application. That uses them for returning invalid results because of the failures. So I think that's basically it about this proposal. So moving on to the next topic, I was jumping around to see about this proposal because the discussion appeared split in many parts. And the proposal is about having visibility modifiers for class constants, like private, protected, and public. We already have that for functions and variables. So why not constants?
Mm-hmm. Why can't they do everything in one swipe? Why do they need to be added differently? I guess it's based on the source. I don't know.
Yeah, and the idea is that the just to make PHP more feature complete, more consistent, and I think there is an RFC here that defines well. There's not much unexpected on this proposal. You just define constants as. The way you define variables. So I think that's it. There is only a slight difference between a variable and a constant, is that the constant cannot be changed. So now with this visibility modifier patch that is being proposed for PHP 7.1, it will allow PHP to use these constants and protect them so they are not accessed from places they should not be.
And previously they were public?
Yes.
They
were public, but you would need to have access to the object, of course.
Yeah, of course. Not like static.
Okay. So another proposal that is being submitted, actually it was, this proposal was submitted already some time ago, and but that now they are being discussed because eventually they will not, they would not go in time for PHP 7.0. They
can you probably share the screen?
Yeah. Okay. So they call it short closers. It seems that the proponent does not like to type all this code and prefers to type just this code.
Actually, in JavaScript ECMAScript 2015, now I think it's called, right? There was ECMAScript 6 basically. There was something similar to type functions like that, and they would automatically like bind also bind this context and stuff like that, but syntax is also much shorter, so someone is following someone, I think.
You're probably right, because in some aspects PHP already had things that JavaScript did not have, and they have been adding them, and vice versa. And now even ECMAScript 6 is going to have features not from PHP but from the ECK language. Well, not that they have been inspired on the ECK language, it's just something that makes sense. So you can for instance the await and the async operators will allow you to execute code asynchronously and do not have to rely on callbacks to actually determining the flow of the code and what will happen after something that is run asynchronously. PHP 7 does not yet have that feature. I suspect that in the future somebody will suggest having that feature because the ECK language has it and it makes perfect sense. And is ideal when you have a synchronous code. It's not something that you use in many PHP applications, but if you want to execute many things in parallel and make it more efficient, it would make sense. But we were talking about this this proposal of shorter closures. Well, I think, well, for me, I don't know what you think, but for me, this seems to make the code less readable.
Yeah, it's similar, I think, to ternary operator. They allow you to write shorter ifs, but they make code unreadable. So sometimes you use them, sometimes you're not, and someone likes them, someone not. So it will be the same for this. But what I think is the most interesting will be is to know if it would be voted or not, because we comment on a lot of similar RFC proposals, and most of them, which are just nice to have things or sugar syntax, are actually voted out and not accepted. So it would be interesting to see what happens to this one, especially if there is a pull request already.
Showing
the screen, it seems so.
Yes, there is a pull request, and it's not just that this proposal was initially sent in May, but this is the version 0.2, which seemed to have been updated in September 1st. So probably the proposal was updated to address some previous criticisms. Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to follow all the discussions. Well, not sometimes. It's always hard to follow all the discussions because they sometimes get too intense, too many messages being exchanged. So if we don't have all the time, we're just here trying to make an effort to cover as much as possible of things that may interest to PHP developers in general. Now we are going to start one of the usual sections that we comment every month, which is about the Innovation Award, and we're going to start precisely with the JavaScript Innovation Award. Sharing the screen here. And it's like Will, it seems my neighbor is having fun with construction.
No worries, I don't hear anything.
I don't hear, but I can hear a dog barking on your end.
Really? It's somewhere really far away outside. Okay, so my microphone is really sensitive.
Yeah, probably. Well, anyway, we are going to start mentioning about the winners that were nominated in June. So in July the results come out, and August the winners were announced. So Arthur Switchens, would you like to comment?
Okay, yeah, let me go first. And first one I wanted to comment about is JavaScript Image Resizer by Andras Toth from Hungary. And this object can resize your images using Canvas. Basically, in Canvas, you can draw everything in pixels, and so you can run different algorithms to resize your image. And I think it also has an example here. Yeah. So, like, there is an image here, the original image. We can try to resize it to some kind of huge amount. So like different approaches and redraw. I know it would not be too big.
Yeah, it seems to be smoother, right?
It's just, yeah, now it's resizing. Oh, okay, it's way too big. No, sorry.
I think you exaggerated in the size.
Yeah, we can try to make it smaller. That would also be interesting.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, you see how it's like here, really pixelated, and then appears much smoother. So it's moving, goes both ways, up and down.
I see. And this is a feature that all browsers support, or?
I think all browsers that support Canvas.
Yes, but the smooth scaling.
I would say it's his own algorithm implemented that just simply does something and extrapolates pixels or something like that. It's not a built-in algorithm. I think he did it. He implemented it himself.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah, that's really cool. So, and Andrew's got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly. Next one I wanted to mention is JavaScript EU cookie law. Yeah, there is a law in European Union that you need to get the consent from the visitor that you are storing something in the cookies, and libraries like this are really helpful to just add a script and it takes care of the asking users, and then on the callback probably you can do what you need. And this object was developed by Diego La Monica from Italy. Let me just look at the example. Yeah, you showed the message. And so it's also.
Yeah, and it blocks the cookies.
Yeah, interesting.
Even if your script attempts to access the cookies, they'll not be available until the user approves it. So I think it is a good solution for that requirement.
Exactly, that's really useful for EU websites. I know if EU websites of or owners of the websites in EU, well, as a way you can better at them for probably for EU visitors then even. Oh, that gets really complicated. Okay, but Diego got a 1 year server license IP to country for his great package. So if you know you need something for this website, then use it. So you're a website owner. You should know if you need to use one on PHP or in JS classes or not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, since it is not based on Europe, it shouldn't be. But I guess sites that put ads like AdSense will be required to do so because Google will push it. But I'm not certain about that, and I think there will be some time to actually determine if it will be necessary or not.
Okay. The next one I wanted to comment was JavaScript Keyboard Shortcuts by Everton De Rosa. And this class is tool, for example. So basically you register some key names and it executes a callback function when the keys are pressed. And it should also support key combinations. So really simple, really useful class if you want to add some additional stuff. I remember that I think Gmail has so many hidden key shortcuts you could use that probably no one really knows. So you can do something like that with your website using this package. And
right. Now, just to mention that it really simplifies the keyboard handling, because usually you have to listen to key down and then extract the actual keys that you want to listen, not all the keys. So this simplifies the keyboard handling.
And Everton got one book of choice by back from this package. That's all on my part.
Okay, on my behalf, I'd like to comment a few packages. Let me share the screen here. Well, the first package that I wanted to mention is this called Francium Voice JavaScript Voice Recorder. It is interesting because not only it can capture the audio from the microphone, but also can encode it in MP3 format.
Is there web API to encode to MP3 format, or it uses like mscripted library to do that?
Wow, I didn't check to do that, but I know it does it in JavaScript. And also, it uses a worker, so you can encode the audio in the background to avoid blocking the browser.
Or you could use request idle callback.
Yeah. And this package was developed by Sabin CB from India. And I think it is a great package. Next package that I wanted to comment is about emulating the spread operator that exists ECMAScript 6 to work also in ECMAScript 5. This is a package from Stephanie Shepman from Australia, and it is interesting because since most browsers only support ECMAScript 5, they do not benefit of the features of ECMAScript 6. This is interesting, the spread operator just to expand arrays that should be passed to functions that take a variable lists of arguments. So just pass an array, and it is the same as passing as a list of parameters. So the next package that I wanted to comment is one interesting plugin for Apache Cordova or PhoneGap, whatever you can be using. So platform for developing mobile applications using JavaScript. And this package developed by Franz Josef Brunner from Austria actually provides dual code for the plugin. So it's not just the JavaScript. It provides Java code for Android and C# code for Windows Phone. Interesting, it doesn't seem to support iOS. Well, that doesn't make it less useful. Basically, what it does is to notify motion events, like when the user is moving around and it reaches a certain destination or is near a certain destination. It can provide those notification events. It is interesting because the coordinates of that GPS return are not 100% accurate. And if you can get an event when it is sufficiently close, it is useful. So kudos or France for this great package. And now let's talk about the Innovation Award ranking by of the year 2015. So far, Understoth is still leading. It's already includes the winners of July, but Understoth is leading with 6 packages in 33 points, followed by Suresh Kumar with 4 packages in 13 points, then Diego LaMonica with 2 packages in 8 points. And Stefan Schaffman is tied also with 2 packages in 8 points. Gianluca Zanferrari with 1 package in 7 points. Dusan Boskic with 2 packages in 7 points. They are tied. And then Everton La Rosa and Franz Josef Brunner are tied with 6 points as well. Jackson Knowlton from the United States. And then comes Arthur Sossins, that is not up to his previous year's performance when we won with lots of packages. But it's still...
I give them a head start.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, I think you said that before. Okay, by country, we practically have very similar ranking because many countries only have one participant. So Hungary is leading with 6 packages in 23 points, followed by India with 5 packages in 17 points. Then Australia and France and Italy are tied in third place with 2 packages and 8 points. And then the Netherlands, Serbia, and United States are tied in sixth place with 7 points. Then Brazil and Austria are tied with in ninth place with 6 points. So basically, this is the Innovation Award for JavaScript. Now let's see the Innovation Award ranking nominees for the PHP. This time in June, we had 13 nominees, still lots of nominees. People seem to not go on vacation, which is great because they are sharing grades of good packages. And Arthur's, which ones would you like to comment?
Actually, it was kind of hard to decide. Some packages were interesting, some packages were hard to implement, and some packages were just useful. And I think this month I went with useful more. And thus, let me comment on PHP MySQL to MySQLi by Dave Smith, which basically provides an abstraction to abstract MySQL functions MySQLi functions with MySQL interface. So the ones of you that are too lazy to upgrade your scripts from MySQL to MySQLi could simply include this file and it would handle most of the parts. Well, I also used it, by the way, and you just needed to change parameters to place a couple of places, but well, it mostly worked okay, and that's why it's great. And
yeah.
Great for such lazy programmers as me.
No, I think it's a great temporary solution until you have time to probably migrate all your code.
Actually,
it won't work when the MySQL extension is not available.
Yeah, I had all my database calls wrapped up in single class, so it was quite easy to migrate after also. But I just wanted to try it out, and it worked. And they've got one downloadable copy of PHP D-Professional for this package. And next one I wanted to comment on is also useful and is also Dave Smith, and it's called PHP Autosave Form Draft. So there are cases that you have a form, send user might fill them in, then he might think a lot, then he might go away and stuff like that. And this code, this package is useful because it allows you to save the draft, what they entered into the form, and get back that later. So it generates also JavaScript code that periodically executes and saves this. Again, as I said, it's very useful. And Dave Smith already got his present, so that would be it, yeah.
Okay, on my behalf, I also would like to comment on a few packages. Let me start with okay, PHP Code Analyzer. This is interesting because it lets you find dependencies of your code on packet on extensions that are needed by your code. Sometimes you probably have some old code that depends on an extension that probably was not made available, and because it was discontinued or being deprecated. And if you can quickly examine your code and let you know which extensions it relies, it will be great because it probably helps you to figure what code you need to update to work on newer PHP versions. So this package by Wap Morgan from Russian is really great for that, and for that he got one book of choice by PACT, which is always a great choice. The next package that I want to mention Apparently, it seemed that, oh, this is a package that already exists, which is getting the Wiz information for a given domain. The biggest difference is that most packages that exist to find the Wiz domain, they relied on knowing the what is the Wiz server for each domain and that you need to query. And this package can figure that for you. It can look up the IANA server to actually figure what is the Wiz server that you need to query for the given top level domain that you want to that you need to query. So this is a great solution that does not require you to have the list of all Wiz servers for each top level domain. This was developed by Nam Leng Goc from Vietnam. This is, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. So with this, we are going to see how is the Innovation Award rankings of 2018 standing. Well, so far, David Smith is leading with a great advantage with 9 packages and 88 points, followed by Dmitry Mamontov from Russia with 4 packages and 42 points. Matthew Knowlton, also from the United States, with 3 packages and 39 points. Gali Hamed with 3 packages and 26 points. Wap Morgan with 5 packages and 24 points. Then you have Tilly Wiowski, then 10, Alicia Feliciano with 22 points. Then Samuel Adesina with 2 packages and 21 points. And Mustafa El Amid with 2 packages and 19 points. By country, the things are very competitive, but thanks to several contributors from the United States, the country is leading with 14 packages and 135 points, followed by Russia with 13 packages and 99 points, then Egypt with 4 packages and 36 points, Germany with 6 packages and 34 points, India with 4 packages and 29 points, Nigeria with 3 packages and 28 points, France with 3 packages and 26 points, also tied with Tunisia, and then Italy with 2 packages and 22 points, and Switzerland with 3 packages and 20 points. So this year seems to be very, very competitive, although so far the leaders are very far ahead. We still have a few months until the end of the year, but the advantage of the United States makes it very comfortable. Well, with this, we practically reached the end of this podcast. So, just briefly mention that from now on, we're going to do things a little different. We are not going to do the transcriptions anymore because they take a lot of time to produce and delay the publication of the Hangout and the podcast. And I don't know if everybody reads the transcriptions. So if you miss the transcriptions of the podcast, please post a comment when this Hangout post is published. And we'll also have separate Hangouts to not make these all these too long. On which we'll cover the Innovation Award that in this Hangout will be just inserted just a small part because there are many nominees to talk about, just as we have been doing lately, but also now for articles and book reviews. So for watching the full version of those recordings, you need to watch the other recording videos. So with this, just thank you, Arthur, again for coming. And on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.